I was a minimum wage movie theater usher that made good and became a top earner in my network marketing company. Now, after 16 plus years in the profession, I'm finally teaching myself how to leverage the internet with online marketing and social media marketing to continue to grow and expand my business. My name is Ronnie Cruz, and this is Path of the Network Marketer.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks for tuning in. I am recording this actually from the road. I'm currently in Pennsylvania. Had a small event up here with a local team. And so, you know, yeah, it's been an amazing weekend. Lots of lives transformed, hearts and minds open to possibilities. And of course, you know, skill sets, moving the team more and more into the digital age. So it's been an amazing weekend. I have an hour or so before I have to check out. So I thought, why not fire off a few episodes since I have some downtime? That said, in this episode, I want to talk about live events and where all of that fits into the equation, given that this show focuses primarily on online marketing and the internet as the platform for our network marketing businesses. The question then is, are live events still needed, right? And do they have a place? Are they still useful in this modern age of network marketing? I would say yes. I think it will always have a need. Again, network marketing, direct sales, given that it's a people business, we have to foster these communities, right? And that to me is really what live events is all about: fostering and growing communities, growing connectedness. It's that connectedness. It's these communities that keep people together. That's the glue. And so it equates to longevity for your business, right? Now, of course, you can build communities online. You could have groups on Facebook and things like that, your newsletter. I think the limitation of those things, however, is the fact that you are the kind of figurehead in that, right? You're the primary focal point of those groups and of those platforms. With live events, live events allow your teams and the people on your team to be more connected with each other, right? Independent of you. And so with this growing connection and growing community within the team, outside of you, independent of you, the business then starts to take a life independent of you. And you want that, right? You want a team that's both connected to you, but independent of you as well. I mean, at least for me, one of the goals with network marketing was to be able to have a business that runs with or without me, right? And so that's another aspect that I think of live events that it's harder to achieve without in-person live events. The other thing outside of building community is understanding. I think we forget how connected we really are to each other. We live in a fast-paced, frenetic world. Even though we're connected, digitally, we've been we're more connected now to parts of the world than we've ever been before. I think we forget that connection, right? We forget how interconnected we really are, and with that connectedness online, we tend to feel more separated, right? And we forget that we're actually very, very intricately and mysteriously intertwined. It's so much so that it's really impossible to fully grasp and understand. It's that 6 degrees of separation, or there's other words for it, like the butterfly effect, right? That ripple effect. Your action affects somebody from on the other side of the world. Karma. Right, what goes around comes around. Right, so this interconnectedness for me is a really important aspect of building this community. Because yes, I do what I do, with a high degree of and desire for service, and sharing my perspective and experience in hopes that it can help people achieve the things that I've been able to achieve in my life. So while I'm doing it for them, however, it's very much for me very rewarding and fulfilling. I get a lot out of it as well. Right. And so the actions that we take, especially in this manner, you're putting good into the world, you're helping people, you're being of service, you're getting a lot back as well. It's for me. And I'm speaking of my own experiences. Some you guys might think something else, but for me, service that you're performing, that I'm performing for the team, it's not entirely selfless, right? It's not entirely selfless because, again, I do gain a huge, huge level of fulfillment from it, right? So understand that what we do, again, reverberates, out into the world and out into this interconnected web of human experience that we live in. And so, be mindful of that. Remember this thing, that this connectedness that we all have when you're going out there and you're transforming lives and impacting lives for the better, and you're going out there and you're serving your team. I mean, good business is good service, right? And in doing so, you get so much more out of it than just a commission or volume and sales, right? You get this reward, you get this fulfillment that it's really, yeah, it's really hard to find. It's really hard to find doing anything else. Well, it's hard to find unless you recognize how important the connectedness is and how important the community is. So what you do to and for others, you're actually doing to and for yourself. So that's my message for today, especially coming into the holiday season, right? Like, I really want you all to remember this message. It's going to be Thanksgiving here in the U.S. in the next day or two, whenever this is released. So remember that connectedness. Remember that that your actions, whatever energy you put out there behind those actions, does reverberate out. And not only does it affect the people around you and the people that you don't even know from, on the other side of the world, but it reverberates back and eventually comes back to you as well. So put out that good energy, go out there and transform lives. It's my dog. Yeah, of course, barking at the people out in the hallway. It's good timing. Episode's over anyway. So thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you tomorrow. Until then, be well, be safe. We'll see you in the next episode.